Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network, the Tuesday spot, the 4th of July special edition right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. The family is in the building. D. Slate, Miss Sandy, Candy K, Leo, DP, waiting for the brothers right now. But we're getting it in with you guys on this special edition of the Tuesday spot on the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to everybody out there. Enjoying your holidays. And you know, we're getting it in tonight on this special show. Tonight we will be talking with beautiful and talented actress Tammy Townsend is going to be joining us tonight. She's most notably known for her roles on Days of Our Lives and Family Matters, and she's been in so many other great things, films and television. So we'll have a fantastic time talking with her tonight. Definitely can't wait. As well as playing all your favorite hits. You know how we do it right here on the Tuesday spot. My lovely ladies is in the building right now. Miss Sandy, hello. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm stuffed. I'm so full. I'm good. I have the ice.
You stuffed,
but I'm good.
You got your food. You got your raspberry and blueberry sangria, you know, with your pineapple Hennessy. I know how you do it. It's all good.
I don't even know why you ask.
Got my girl Candy K in the building. Hello, Candy.
What's going on? How you doing?
We good. What's happening?
I'm good. Trying to make it and trying to figure out whether I'm going to pop some fireworks or not. I'm really not into it.
Are you really?
How's y'all fourth going, though?
Well, you know,
I
mean,
mine is going on.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know what? To be honest with you, I really don't celebrate it. Like when I was a kid, you know, back in Chicago, the 4th of July was the business. I mean, you know, we was popping off all types of fireworks, and you know, the barbecuing was going on. It was the business growing up. But you know, as I got older and older, I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed it, you know, when my daughter was younger and stuff like that. But now, you know, she's older, and now it's just like, it's like, you know, it's all good now, but it's not like it was when I was growing up.
You know, it is what you make it. My mom barbecued. We went over there, and we had some ribs, chicken, hot dogs, steak, hamburgers, bratwurst, smoked sausage, everything.
Ooh. So basically, the whole cow.
So
basically, the whole cow. Y'all just barbecued the whole cow.
Yeah, with the whole cow. And then she getting mad. You better take some food home. Take more food home.
Oh, Lord.
Take that damn food home.
She's trying to stuff you. Lord.
How, that's how I feel.
Well,
yeah,
Candy,
I'm always late for everything, so we had a barbecue, but...
Well, Candy, I wanted to say I got a chance to talk to Celeb, but I wanted to tell you congratulations again. You guys did a phenomenal job on Saturday.
Oh, man, Saturday was cool. Those were cool. Up at Lions, yeah, they dope. Yeah, they was cool. You know, real easy
to
guys, thank you.
You guys did an amazing job, and I told Celeb I'm happy, man. You guys passed the torch to the right people, so you guys are fantastic.
Thank you. We're trying.
Now, I know. Well, you guys definitely got another great one this weekend on Indie Up Radio. You guys are going to be talking with amazing singer Shamora, as well as hip hop artist PA. So, y'all got a good one this weekend.
Okay.
Definitely.
Listen in, guys.
Definitely. And Thursday on D-Verse Radio. Miss Sandy and myself and A-Town and Celeb, we're going to have the extreme pleasure of talking with R&B legend Freddie Jackson is going to be in the building.
It's going down.
In a major way.
And I just got to tell, too, you know, we had a phenomenal show last week on Celebrity, D-Verse Radio, and so... If all you guys end up hearing about Lisa making a mixtape, let me just let y'all know right now, that's Miss Sandy's fault.
I'm waiting for that to drop. It is so neat.
Ooh,
it's
what you
so
did, Miss Sandy? What
Sandy.
You do? What
it's
you
did,
man?
The truth. What she do, you know?
Oh, Lord. The truth. Mm-hmm. It needs to be heard.
I mean, sometimes people don't know how to handle it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And she better cut. She need to come with it. No filters even necessary. No filters.
Oh,
and
no.
Let me take this time to say this on the 4th of July edition of the Tuesday Spot special announcement. Because she's doing so well with us, and she's, you know, not only loved by us, but she's being loved by a lot of our guests who come on as well. Miss Sandy is going to be hosting her own radio show on the D-Hour Radio Network on Fridays. So that's TBD. You
I'm
know, that's
excited.
To, you know,
yeah.
To be announced. You know, we'll let you guys know as soon as we.
Thank you, honey.
As soon as we get everything going and get everything started, that's gonna be happening. So. Just definitely be on the lookout for that. It's gonna be a good one. So 4th of July. I mean, you know, you guys haven't heard nothing. You haven't heard about anything crazy happening, you know, so far for the 4th. You know, I know in Chicago, it'd be popping. And so, you know, Miss Sandy, you know, you gotta be careful while you out there because they be losing their mind.
We got these FBI leaving their car running at the gas station, people hopping in it and driving off in it, stealing cars. Yes, what is wrong with people? Why is it wrong with you? You know, I don't know. That's what they do. You know, that's what you do. That's what they do out here. Apparently.
Well, you know, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll hear about something, you know, real soon. because I always look up and I always try to get information about what's going on in my Chi-Town, you know, especially during the holidays because, you know, cats be wilding out there. I don't know why, but they like to choose the holidays to lose their minds.
I don't know what that's about, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get it.
They need to just take these. Go to a gun range and aim.
Exactly.
So
I mean, I've been told to say, you know, they'll go to the country sometimes, but a lot of times they don't go that far. They don't.
Here's a little info I come across real quick. Saw an article on Vlad TV. Tiger, the rapper, gets a Ben Baller chain with 4,000 diamonds. I mean, I just want to know why. Why? 4,000 times.
That's because he didn't listen 4, to. He has not listened to Jay-Z's new 444 album. And he's a young mind, young kid, and it's sad that he's like in his late 20s, isn't he? And he's that's his mindset, you know. But you know, he needs to establish his credit, work on his credit, save, invest, and moving for the future. But you know, people do what they want to do with their money, and that's what he wants
that's
to do with his money.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. People can do whatever they want to do with their money. You know, I mean. MC Hammer did whatever he wanted to do with his money. And we know what happened with that. So I'm just going to say
Thank
that. But, I, you know, I remember speaking on this before, you know, watching MTV Cribs and stuff like that. And I just never understood it because, like, you know, I would see it. You would see an edition of it and it would be, you know, whoever the cat, the baller is, whether or not he was a athlete, or rapper, or singer, whatever the case may be. It'd be him, his wife, and maybe they child or two little kids. And this cat got a house with 8 rooms, got about 5 or 6 cars in the driveway, and I just didn't, I don't, first of all, it's you, your wife, and your two little kids. What y'all need 8 rooms for?
You know what? Let me say
what
this. I met this guy and he lives in a beautiful house. Beautiful. That's with the indoor pool and indoor hot tub. And he made all this food. I mean, just lobster tails and shrimp and all this food. And that there's not even that many people there to eat all this food. And I was just like, well, why do you make this much food? He said, at one point in my life, I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. So it was like engraved in him, even though he has the money, you know what I'm saying? But he does abundance, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's that mentality, like, I don't know if I'm going to have some place to live, sit down or lay down. They have the mentality, let me buy a mansion with, you know, 12 rooms. Because I ain't used to having no
room. Yeah, and they had that dream.
Right.
But, yeah, it wasn't attainable. You really didn't think you was going to be able to reach that. So when you do, you know, hey, go ball.
You
out.
Know, so that's what they do. And,
I remember MC Hammer said the same thing. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's hard to and get that out your head. You're like, you got all this, and you be like, somebody's telling you this is all yours. You look at them like, you lying.
Yeah.
You lying.
Yeah.
You got
the
yes man.
You know,
you don't got the yes man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're right. You lying.
It's all yours until the bankruptcy lawyers say it's not.
Exactly.
Yep.
But I didn't get it. I mean, I remember watching one time, I think it was Master P, and he had a chandelier over his front door in the inside when you walk in. It was a chandelier that had diamonds on it. And I just kind of felt like, so you telling me that crystals don't look good? Why you got to have diamonds?
Thank you.
Crystals look good. Mm. Crystals look real good.
And who's going to know? You know,
But the mentality, you know what I'm saying? That mentality. It's like you cannot get rid of it. And a lot of, I call it that hood mentality. And a lot of them, they have that hood mentality. The first thing somebody, you know, we got to get some money. This and that. We got to go get this flashy, flashy car.
I'm going to tell you like this. You can have that. You can have that mentality. You invite me over to your house with diamonds in the chandeliers, there's going to be a few sparklies missing. So I'm just going to, you know.
Don't blame me.
You know.
You don't want to be all
you got 24 karat gold on your bathroom and toilet fixtures. You're going to go in there and be like, hey, what a toilet paper holder at?
It's not even that. I went out with my cousin, and every time somebody was coming in, he was buying everybody shots of Patron. And then the whole, I think it was like 20, 30 shots of Patron he was just giving out. And then he put all these hundreds and whatever on a table, talking about this your tip. Now, I'm over here taking the cash from the waitress. I said, oh, hold on. I got this light bill due.
I got bills.
Right. You over here giving $100 tips and masses over here. I'm collecting it from her.
I said, no, you don't need this.
Wait a minute. You don't need this either. What is wrong with you?
I'm about to get his waitress this $100 tip. You mean, oh, no, you're about to get his waitress this $20 tip.
You're going to give it $20.
I'll give it a $20 tip. I take the rest.
he just dropping hundreds like they singles and stuff. I was like,
he said, you ain't understanding. This new Samsung 8 is killing my bill. So, yeah.
What is wrong?
No, I get it. I understand. No, it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's too, I know minorities like to shine, and I just feel like that's how cats be losing their money and getting in financial trouble because they don't think smart. So I think you just got to think smart.
And then sometimes you might not want that financial advisor.
Exactly.
You
just
feel like,
gotta
oh,
think
I'm
smart.
The man. You know, I got this. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you
well,
just
really,
got to think smart.
They could have saved you meals, you know? So.
You know, because if
and
it's
then
me,
they
my
also
wife,
steal from you, though, too. Those advisors
if
steal from you.
Because if I'm a celeb and it's me, my wife, and our two little kids, I don't need 8 rooms. Now, I can, you know, 4 rooms is good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need 8. You know,
and
I'll
pay it off.
Even 5.
Room,
even
know?
5 is cool. You know, even 5 is cool, but I don't need 8. That's a little too much for me, but more power to them. More power to them. D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday Spot, the special 4th of July edition of the Tuesday Spot's going down. Happy 4th of July to everybody. We're going to play some of your hits, and when we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the lovely Miss Tammy Townsend right here on the Tuesday Spot. It's Bruno Mars. He about to set it off for you guys for the 4th of July. Let's go.
Tonight.
Like,
oh, don't play. Everywhere I go, they be like,
oh, don't play.
just don't let go. Just I've been working for you day and night, baby, that's true. There's a few things that I like to do when I'm on the dance floor, when I'm in the mood.
You gotta work, gotta work, gotta work. You gotta
work, gotta work, gotta work.
You gotta
work, gotta work, gotta work.
Break it down, girl.
I've been working for you day and night, baby, that's true. There's a few things that I like to do when I'm on the dance floor, when I'm in the mood.
Work, 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 work.
Nothing word to the Dalai Lama. He know I'm a fashion killer. Word to John Galliano. He cupping that Valentino. Ain't no telling me no. I'm that he know. He know. I got your wife in these. We don't get wins for that. Having another good year. We don't get blimps for that. Gang still tall. We don't get minks for that. When I'm popping them bananas, we don't link chimps for that. I gave you 2 years. Now your time's up. Bless her heart. She's throwing shots, but every line sucks. I'm in that cherry red foreign with the brown guts. My black and my dude, the LeBron nuts.
All the girls in here.
Young money,
fa la la la.
low.
D-Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot, D Slate, Miss Sandy Candy K, the family is in the building playing the hits. That was Jason Derulo featuring Nicki Minaj with the new single Swalla. Before that was the lovely ladies of Blush with their new single Work. And they are prodigies of music mogul Matthew Knowles. Big shout out to our brother Matthew Knowles. Absolutely. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's our pleasure and our honor to introduce our special guest for today. We are definitely fans of hers. Tammy Townsend is a tomboy at heart and alumni of the School of Arts. She landed her first role at the age of 14 as a guest spot on Different Strokes, What You Talking About, Willis. She soon found herself working on shows like In the Heat of the Night, Quantum Leap, until she became a regular on the long popular running soap opera Days of Our Lives as the single mom Wendy Reardon. She also landed roles in such shows like Living Single, The Practice, Friends, as well as Family Matters. She also landed a regular role on the UPN's comedy series Rock Me Baby, opposite Carl Payne, who is, you know, family to the network. So big shout out to Carl Payne. But right now, she's involved in one of Disney's number one TV shows, Casey Undercover. And it's our pleasure and honor to introduce our special guest, to give a warm D-Hour Radio Network welcome to the lovely Miss Tammy. Wow.
Hey. Wherever I go.
Absolutely.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hello, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Enjoying my 4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th of July to you.
Yes, thank you.
Now, how do you celebrate it? Do you really go all out, or do you not really celebrate it like you used to?
You know what? The last few years, I've been kind of hopping from party to party. So, and this year, my next-door neighbor is throwing a really big one. So, all I have to do is walk literally 5 steps, and I'm at the party. So,
okay, that's what I'm talking about.
You can't get no better.
Exactly.
So you can get as drunk as you want to.
You can walk right back home.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
And
while we're on Disney currently. But, yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Well, Tammy, I wanted to say I want to say thank you for joining us. It's truly an honor to have you on the show. We're definitely big fans. But you were also involved in one of my favorite shows, Walker, Texas Ranger. And
oh, yeah,
I remember
back in
you.
The day.
Yes, I remember you. I remember you on there. And I was like, when I started looking you up, I said, oh yeah, yeah. And I noticed a lot of the shows that you were involved in. I remember you on quite a few of the TV shows that you were involved in, but you've been involved in so much, and you know, you've been doing this for a while. I mean, what's your secret? I mean, how do you stay busy, and how do you keep longevity in this business?
Well, the first thing is, you know, I have a really good team of people around me that are kind of always looking out for me, what I could be involved with, how I can stay current, things like that. And then also I have my family base, my spiritual base. You know, that's really important to me because, you know, it's crazy out there. This business is
definitely
not for punks. And so, you know, you really got to have your head on right, or at least be able to, when it's a little off, have somebody around.
Absolutely.
You say, you know what I mean? To kind of keep you
definitely
grounded. So those are really the main two things for me. Great team, great spiritual life and family life.
Absolutely. Now, I did mention, you know, before that, you know, you guest starred on Different Strokes when you were 14, but, you know, for all the new fans and everybody that's listening that don't really know that much about you, how did you truly get started in acting? You know, what was your passion with that?
Well, you know what? I actually started out dancing. I was a dancer, and I was involved in a children's dance troupe. And so one of the ways in which the school would get other kids is to, like, to have, like, recitals and things in the local malls. So I was performing in a mall,
and this woman, she thought I was cute and had a little bit of personality and decided, you know, hey, you ought to try acting. She had a workshop. So I got recruited there, and that's kind of how the ball started rolling. I took her class, and I ended up really liking it, and that's I kind of fell into acting.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, fell into acting. I mean, you came so far, so to fall into something and be as good as you are, you know, that says a lot, you know, that happens to be
your
niche.
Oh, thank you.
And you, you know, you really are. I really do wish you the best. Like,
Now, Tammy, I got to say, if that's what a tomboy looks like, then I must be in the Twilight Zone right
you
now.
You hear me?
So I'm just going to say that.
You hear me?
But I know.
I said, tell me where. Like, where is your tomboy?
Right. Well, it must be the mentality. Okay.
You guys must be looking at all the red carpet stuff. But I mean, like just today before
you
I
said not
I'm
the everyday stuff. Huh?
No, I probably shouldn't be saying that. But yeah, because it's going against my image. But however,
well,
I like to get
you're
down and dirty.
That. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I love being in nature, and you know, I'm the first person that'll roll down a mountain or something just to be silly. So you know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I know my lovely ladies want to get some questions in. Miss Sandy, you are on with the lovely Tammy Townsend.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
How you doing?
Happy 4th of July. I'm stuffed. Oh, yeah, happy 4th of July. I'm so stuffed. I'm over here. I'm rolling off the couch and trying to do something. As far as the Disney, a lot of the young actors that's, you know, they're in, you know, the whole Disney umbrella. And when they leave their contract, they go off and do their life. They tend to go, you know, left field for a little while. Is there a way, are you to connect with, you know, the actors, the young actors, and maybe give them some cheat codes? Because, you know, as they want to get out and live and do other stuff and maybe guide them while you still have some kind of influence on them at all.
Or do you have a child that's in the business? Or are you thinking about somebody, or are you just kind of
No, it's like in general. My son, he's on a D1 scholarship and going to a senior year, and my youngest, he's a sophomore, well, up and coming sophomore.
Oh, okay.
But I always look at you know, it always baffles me because I just even growing up and seeing the kids that I grew up with, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and stuff like that, and they didn't even make it to their mid 20s, you know, because they got involved in drugs and so forth, and then they just it's rare to see them, you know, last that long, and for even yourself to even be involved in, you know, in that. People that in that circle to for you to be where you are right now, so it's like,
well,
you know what?
Yeah, I can. Again, it kind of goes back to I think it falls on the parents, you know, and how much it is about the kid or is it about them? You know what I mean? And so this is a hard business. It's a business that's kind of. It's full of a lot of fantasy, and when they kind of get out in the real world, you know, it's they hit up against it, and they're like, oh, okay, oh, wow, you know. So I think it mainly has to do with, like, the parents and the upbringing. Because I, for example, Zendaya, her mom and dad, you know, were very, very active in her career, making sure that she got the proper education, you know, made sure she didn't get a big head. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I mean, I caught her towards, you know, she's now an adult, but you can see how, you know, how she kind of developed given with, like, her mother who is a teacher and her father is, you know, kind of an activist and was also somewhat in the business, how he was able to kind of shelter her from, like, all the shenanigans that kind of went on. So that's my best advice. Of course, you don't choose who your parents are, so, you know, it can be tough.
It can, thank you, Miss Sandy, because that really leads me into, like, my question, my thought process as far as, you know, with you being an adult right now and being on the Disney Channel, you know, I know that has to be difficult how we just, you know, made those comments, you know, referring to liquor or whatnot. and having a good time, you know, as far as not being caught by the paparazzi. Like, what is that like? You know, because you're on a Disney Channel, so I'm so sure that there are guidelines and things of that nature. So,
oh yeah,
how we tough is that, you know?
We well, you know, they're not like so strict on us where they're like, you can't enjoy yourself. It's not that, but they ask for you to, you know, be mindful of the brand, and actually in turn it kind of helps you too, so you don't like go out there
absolutely.
And just go. You
absolutely.
Don't turn
you ain't made it on TMZ just looking all crazy, you know?
Right, exactly.
Which is good, you know, that's
exactly.
So good.
Exactly. So, and
how,
you know, I'm.
You know, cause my questions are like so flooded right now. It's like in this day and age where scripted TV is like at a loss when you got so much reality TV. You know, even you know that's why like a lot of the soap operas they went downhill. You know, because people are you know they're putting their real selves out there allegedly and it's sometimes it's hard to compete with that. It's like how do you write so much drama when somebody else's real life drama and these kids are so, you know, consumed with that. You know, I can't even get my kids to watch TV. I don't even know why I pay for cable. They stay on YouTube all day long.
Yeah, no, they don't watch TV anymore. You know. But then I look at I'm gonna bring an example of someone, Issa Rae, who is, she's doing Insecure. She started on YouTube, you know, and now she's on HBO and she's going into her second,
year.
Yeah. And it's so, and she's a millennial. So it's like, it's great. So it's like, there's still hope out there. It's just, you know, with any business, everything continues to change. And so it's a matter of being able to change with it and compete with it, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Tammy, do you have any new projects?
And then I want to say, Kim Whitley's show, her show is a reality show. Her show,
and I love her.
It's a good show. It's a good example.
Love
of
it.
A
and
show
it's still family.
Is,
it's still not
right. Exactly. So there's hope for, you know, for really. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that, you know, these people who are putting themselves out there like that or exposing themselves is like bad, but it's like, you know, there is room for the other side of that as well, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Tammy, do you, other than KC Undercover, I mean, do you have any other new projects or television shows or films that you're working on right now?
Well, no, I don't, because we're really not allowed to work on like another series while we're going on a series. Mm.
Right.
So, but when I have my breaks, I'm able to do other things. Like last year, I was able to do a movie called Boy Bye, which is on Netflix with Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Oh yeah, I remember
and,
seeing that. Definitely.
Yeah. Mhm. And so, you know, we were able to do. I was able to do some things in between our break. And so I'm planning on doing some other things, but I am concentrating now on a book about aging gracefully. You know, women over 40 and how they, you know, how eating and making sure that you exercise and your whole mindset and just feeling good. Because I'm noticing a lot of my girlfriends in the business and some of them outside, I'm like looking at them like, girl, you look the best you've ever looked. Like you look better now in your 40s than you did in your 20s. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? So I'm really interested in, you know, just getting a different perspective of like just my friends. And so I'm kind of collecting folks, you know,
absolutely.
Showing just because you get to be a certain age don't mean it's you old and done. No, you're just beginning, okay? So.
Well, you know, black don't crack anyway.
Sometimes women look better when they let go of dead-ass weight that they don't need to be bothered with.
Because
Mary J. Blige, she looks even better since she's been broken up with Ken Do, whatever she was with.
I've been telling my friend all day.
Okay.
Get some ankle weights off of you, baby.
No, that's true. You know, and some women, you know, who've had children and stuff, their children are grown, and so now they can, you know, shift the focus back onto themselves, and they're like, okay,
absolutely.
So I've raised my kids. What is it that I really want to do now? You know, so I love it. I love what's happening with, you know, with women now.
Well, when you finish that, we would love to get a copy of that. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love to read.
Definitely.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Hey.
We would love to get a copy of that.
I swear.
Definitely.
Would. That's the evolution, I swear. And that's how I feel, like, you know,
Now, Tammy, let me ask you a couple questions. Now, when you think about, you know, we were talking about that. I think you kind of touched on it a little bit. You know, up-and-coming actors and actresses who, you know, are striving to be successful, and they're trying to figure themselves out and figure out what they want to do, and figure out how they want to, what kind of mark they want to make in this business, and how they want to have longevity. What advice do you give to them?
Well, again, it's like, I mean, you kind of hit it. Like, what is it that you're trying to do? Like, what is your strengths? What are your weaknesses? You know, some people are better at comedy than they are at, you know, drama. Like, you know, you got to know your lane and beat that path to death. The other thing is, again, like I mentioned before, you got to have like a great team behind you. You know, I have right now my cousins that are working with me, you know, but they also happen to be people that love me and trust, and they know me, you know, and they know how to market me and where what fits my brand. So and again, I haven't, like, to me, I haven't reached the level of success that I want to have reached, but I've been able to work consistently as an actor since I was 18 years old. So part of that, again, is having a team, having a spiritual base, having a family base so I don't go crazy, you know, and just being consistent, because a lot of us just give up. You know, I've had a few years where I wasn't really working. It got really rough financially for me, but I never, ever gave up, and I don't have a fallback plan. I don't plan on falling back. If you don't have a fallback plan, you can't fall back. You know
exactly.
What I'm
right.
So
right.
It's really a combination of those things. If this is something that you really want, this is, like I said, it is not
you
for punks.
Yeah.
You got to work and stay consistent. Consistency and determination is the key. You can make a living. There's so many different venues now and outlets now. You know, it wasn't like back in our day where we just had NBC,
exactly.
ABC, you know what
right.
I mean? We got all kind of outlets now.
You got
can
the
work.
Internet. There's so many different things you can do
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And
black yeah,
folks
right.
now are, they are creating their own content. They're
own
finding
businesses.
Their own way.
Yeah.
You know,
own
exactly.
Networks.
So,
yes.
exactly. So, yes. If you want it bad enough, get yourself in a class, you know, learn as much about the business as you can. And
absolutely.
Get out there and just do it.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's a lot of comes from your heart. And you, like, what I've seen is that, you, like, parents can't want it for their kids. You can't want
mm-hmm.
it for, even though you see, you can't want it for them. And you have to sit back, and if they really want it, they're going to go out and get it. And even if someone
exactly.
tells you no, right, if someone tells you no, or you don't have it, or you don't have that look, it's that tenacity, like you said. You know, there's a you hit those dry spells, and then you're not getting that next job. You don't have whatever they say. You just can't take that as true.
No, you can. But you're right. The passion is something that is going to drive you, and you know, and continue have you continuing to do it. You know, being consistent about it. Because again, I mean, like I said before, there have been I've had a few dry spells. You know, and they were really scary. But I'm like, this is what I want. This is what I think I was born to do. And so, okay, Lord, work it out. Just work it out. And
right.
It is.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
What
you
say? You don't. You're not what you said. You don't have the success that you want right now. You're still. To me, that sounds like you're still hungry. You still want more. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I would love to be to either do like 2 to 3 really large movies a year. You know, I'd love to do an action film. You know, where I was playing a superhero.
Or a
I would
cop.
Love to do something like
mm-hmm.
that.
That
you
yeah, know, and that's
you know.
Interesting. And that's interesting you say that too, because I was going to ask you, like, has there been any, you know, recent, you know, films like that that's come out that you would have loved to have been a part of?
Not recent, but you know, do you know, have you ever seen the movie Lara Croft?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tomb Raider. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Like something like that for me would be the bomb. And I know people don't say the bomb no more, but you know what I mean?
Look, we still say it. So we're telling our age. I know we are, but we still say
right,
it. Look.
Exactly.
But you know what, though?
Okay, so
you,
action
seeing,
hero.
Seeing how you had that tomboy persona, I think
mm-hmm.
you probably would have played a great role in the Wonder Woman movie as one of the women of Themyscira. So I think that would have been great. One of the Amazons.
I would have loved it. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have done that, you know. I would like to see more women given opportunities like men,
things.
You know,
right.
to be those. I mean, why can't there be a female Spider-Man? I know it was like, you know what I mean?
Well, there
I
actually
never,
is. There
like,
actually is a Spider-Woman. So, no, you're absolutely right. You're right. You're
oh,
absolutely
I didn't
right.
know that. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
there
good.
Actually is
Hopefully
a Spider-Woman.
We'll see that.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
But, yeah. So something like that, or I'd love to do like a period piece, you know, something done maybe in like the 30s or 40s, you know, maybe somebody's life.
Right.
I would love to do something like that, you know, so, or have a show on the same level as like a Scandal, something like that would be amazing for me. So,
okay.
Well, you know, biopics are
becoming. That's another thing. I don't think that you should ever be satisfied with where you are. I think the whole point
right.
in like growing and growing as an artist and knowing yourself and what you're made of and building
right.
character is constantly, you know, pursuing and wanting something better than where you are now.
Definitely. Well, you know, biopics are becoming pretty popular as well right now. They just released the Tupac biopic. I heard that
right.
Jamie Foxx is going to be playing Mike Tyson in a biopic. Chadwick Boseman just played Thurgood Marshall. He's getting ready to play Thurgood
yes.
Marshall in a film. So I know they're pretty popular right now. So, I mean, that would also be something great to see you in as well.
I would love
you know,
that.
Like
I would
that.
Like to play like Eartha Kitt or something.
Oh, that would be great.
oh my gosh. Yes, Eartha
Kitt. That would be
Kitt.
Great. Yes, that,
that
would be great.
And then she has that look too. Oh my
mm-hmm.
gosh, Eartha Kitt, she's a force to be reckoned with.
She
you
is,
understand?
And
she
was
somewhat of an
activist. People didn't know that about her. So she has a really, a lot of layers to her life. She's a really fascinating lady. You know, just really different.
Definitely.
I would love to. And she worked until, you know, she passed. So
mm-hmm.
talk about a long, you know, having longevity in this business. Like, that's a success story right there.
Now, you also started a TV series with Carl Payne. What was it like working with Carl? Because Carl's like a brother of ours. He's been on the show. He's like family. And I got to say something for people. I know they've watched Carl on The Cosby Show. They watched him on The Martin Show. But I really don't think people know just how funny Carl is. Carl is hilarious. Carl is hilarious because when he was on the show with us, I mean, we were laughing the whole time, but I don't think people know just how funny he really is. He's really hilarious. He really is.
Yeah,
really
you
nice
know, he is very nice. I've worked with him on a few projects. But Carl, you know, he's one of these, like, underrated actors. Like, not
yes.
only is he really funny and somebody who can, like, you can give him any situation and he can just, like, that whole impromptu thing, he's
and
just,
turn it around. Yeah.
He's really, really good at it. And also another thing that people don't know about Carl is that he's a really good dramatic actor as well. I've had a couple scenes where I've had to, like, he had to really go there and go in, and he did. I was like, Carl? So yeah,
right.
he's really, really talented. I would love to, you know, for someone to really give him something where he can kind of sink his teeth into.
Definitely.
You know, I would love
to
see like the shock on people's faces because yeah, I agree with you. Totally funny. It's funny and just a really, really good actor.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that with some of the films and a lot of the films and so many different things that people are doing right now, you know, superhero movies, biopics. Now, I'm not really sure if you would be interested. If somebody came to you, would you be interested in doing a reality TV series?
I was. It really depends.
Right.
You know what I mean? It depends on, like, the message. the purpose, who is it helping, who is it inspiring, like things like that are important to me. I just don't want to be like a soap opera to somebody, and I don't like that whole nothing against the whole Atlanta Housewives, but I just wouldn't be able, I wouldn't last on a show like that. Just my tongue is not that slick. And I think, like, you know, my family would be mortified if I was up there, like, fighting and cursing and all that kind of stuff. And I get why they do it.
Exactly.
I do.
And it's so funny. It's so funny that you say that, because that, to me, that's one of the issues that I have with it, because I don't mind watching this. It's entertaining, and they put themselves out there, and they talk about a lot of pretty great things. And the arguing, I don't even mind the arguing, because, you know, those type of things happen. But
that's real, right?
But when I see the fighting, see that right there, you know, I just feel like, you know, these are grown men, these are grown women, and, you know, they on TV fighting like that. And so that's the issue that I have with it. That kind of bothers me a little bit when I watch it. Everything else is cool.
Yeah.
But that kind of bothers me.
A lot of people don't know that they're like, there's like all this stuff that's happening behind the scenes. Like, you know, some of the people are like egging them on or instigating stuff. Like they don't, a lot of the audience doesn't know about that, you know? And so, you know, they show up to these scenes and they're already armed with stuff. They're just ready to go because they've been basically poked and prodded and given stuff to say. And so it's like, I don't know. It just seems, God bless
you.
You know what?
If you were given an opportunity to do a reality show, I just think it's a platform for people to tell their truth. And I was trying to do some, you know, I do my Facebook stalking and my Instagram stalking, whatever people want to call it. This is trying to get some, you know, this is trying to get some more information. And there's not that a lot of information about who you are as a person. I always say this transparent society we got, people relate to people. And that's why back in the day, you know, when Jerry Springer started popping off, people were like,
"Girl,
why is that popping off? Why is this popping off?" Because people, you know, they relate to people. I'm the only one going through this. And then lo and behold, no, she got that shit worse than I do. So I guess I'm okay. You know, I mean, it's just like, and it's, and then some people, they go through it, they, you know, and I don't know. I just, you know, I don't know what your story is. You know, I know you won a teen beauty pageant and you've been through, but there's not much about, I didn't see, you know, that much about who you really are and what drives you and stuff like that. And I always, you know, encourage, you know, even the artists that we've had on the show too. That's, to me, that's what connects people today. People want to connect to you. And, you know, I know some people are guarded, like, I don't want to let you in. We ain't promised today, tomorrow. Y'all know what's going on in this world.
Right.
I know, you know. So, you know, and if you are given the opportunity to share, you know, something, even if it's in a reality form, you know what I'm saying? I please welcome you
it
to
just
please a, share.
It just depends on the parameters, though, right? It just depends
and
on
even,
the
but, even
and what it's talking about.
I mean,
even
if it falls outside the parameters, but when the light's on you, it's like, my thing is like, what was that, Basketball Wives or whatever, and what's the name, D. Howard, and his baby mom, oh, I forgot her name, but, you know, he shut her down. I'm thinking, why not let her get her shine? If they feature you in whatever episode, they can show you coming to get your son, picking him up, having an engaging conversation and leaving. There's nothing wrong with that. If you put out there what they can, you know what I'm saying, with your actions and your words, you control every element of that. So if she wants to go out there and make her shine,
get it. You try to control as much as you can. But of course, you know, you don't, there's not a lot out there about me because I'm not like at that level of celebrity where, you know, people would, you know, where it would be. But trust me, I got my past too. And if you go digging enough, you're going to find some skeletons. That's going to happen.
A couple of bones going to pop out. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, but, But yeah, you know, I'm not mad at the genre. I think there are some people who were made for it. It's just I wish that there was more like the Kim Whitley show that I had mentioned before to kind of show all aspects of our life, because we're not just one way. We you know, there's so much more to us as, you know, and I'm using Atlanta Housewives, but there's just so much more to us as a black people than just one-sided. We're multicultural.
Right.
We're diverse. Yeah, we have so many different walks of life, and I would just like all the stories to be told. That's all.
Exactly. I can appreciate that. Definitely. I can definitely appreciate that. Well, it would be nice to see. You know. Like I said, I mean, it's great to be able to see. You know, people relate to you and get to see a different side of you. But I agree with you. You do want people to see all aspects, and you don't want people to say, well, all they do is argue and fight. You want them to be able to see more than that, you know? So I think you're right. I think
you need to spearhead the Eartha Kitt story. It needs to be done.
That would
I haven't
be great.
Seen it done. Then,
yeah,
oh my gosh. She
great.
Has this one clip that's going on the internet. And she's talking to the man asked her about compromise. She said, compromise. What's compromise? I don't compromise.
Right. Right.
You know, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I
she
love
was a really ballsy
story.
Lady. She really was. I mean, you know, she there's a thing of mention in her book where she, when President Johnson was in office, his wife had a kind of a round table of different people who were like active within the community. And, you know, she had mentioned something about like, you know, like beautifying the ghetto or something like that. And Eartha Kitt had some choice words to say, and it kind of got her kind of blacklisted a little bit. Like they came after her a little bit, and she had to leave the country. And, you know, so people don't know things. They don't know things about that, this, you know, about her and the things that she stood up for, because, you know, all they really know her is from Catwoman or which
from
is
Batman,
the,
right.
Boomerang,
Catwoman, right.
Boomerang.
Or Boomerang, which is what I was going to mention, you know, that whole mock. Remember that
right.
was on
right.
that seemed to be,
right.
anyway. But yeah, it's just the lady, she's incredible, incredible woman.
Well, I think that would be great. I think that would be something, really something to see. So I think we should take to social media and tell everybody we want to see Tammy play Eartha Kitt.
Right,
I was
thinking about her daughter up. I think that we should do a biopic about your mom. Look at Tammy Townsend. Yeah, I think she should play Eartha Kitt.
I would
We might even have to spearhead a Kickstarter or Indiegogo or something. So
right,
so
listen,
get that started.
It can be done now. That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
You know, and
definitely.
Back in the day, it was a lot tougher, but now
tougher.
It's actually something that can be done.
Absolutely. Well, that'll be something to see. Well, I know if so if your fans want to connect with you online on social media, I know you're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. At Tammy Townsend 10.
Yes.
Tammy Townsend 10. So all the fans that are listening, if you guys want to reach out to her and commune with her and talk with her on social media, she is on Twitter, she's on Instagram, as well as Facebook, you know, so definitely look her up. You know, you're doing some great things. So, Candy, any closing comments for Miss Tammy? Miss Sandy, any closing comments?
Wait a minute. I apologize. Okay, Candy came in the building. My bad. But I was like, wait a minute. Why is she not responding to what I'm saying? But I'm sorry. I'm together now, okay? But I just wanted to, you know, for one, thank you, you know, coming on the show. And two, like, thank you for keeping it real and classy. You know, you didn't.
Oh, thank you.
You never tear it off. I really do think that that's what, you know, young girls need as a mentor, and I appreciate that, because I know a lot of things could have came your way, roles and things of that sort,
definitely.
But you could have very well turned down. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
thank
right.
you for being a good role model out here.
Absolutely.
You know, I wish you the best.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I'm just trying to, you know, do the best I can and, you know, represent my family, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So exactly. So and
Miss
if
Sandy?
I can help,
exactly.
I will help.
Miss Sandy.
You know, and to touch on what I feel that you're still hungry about of being an action hero or figure in a movie, you're playing a more ancient character, and I'm gunning for Eartha Kitt. And actually, I was about to Google her daughter. I'm like, how do you spearhead this? Because a lot of times, we opportunities are not going to fall in our laps. We have to go out and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at your look, and I'm looking at this. This is like, and you know, all these everybody's telling their stories, and I would love to see Eartha Kitt, and I'd love to see you portray her, because I'm a fan of that, and I would just love to see that, and I want to see it on Lifetime. I want to see it. I don't know.
I know. Yeah, I know. I get it. You don't even have to go further with that. But,
no.
We there, girl.
Yeah, we understand. We get that. We get that.
Yes. But yeah.
Oh, my God.
Her daughter's name is Kitt. So, Kitt, if you're listening, I would love to portray your mother, of course, with your wishes and blessings. Cause I don't like doing anything that's not where the family is behind it. I think that's trifling. If I could get the rights, or if somebody's looking, you know, I would love to do it. Absolutely, please.
Well,
you want to put it out there. You see that?
Yeah.
Look, I'm Googling right now.
Right,
well,
exactly.
Well, Tammy, I want to say we're looking forward to your book. Definitely looking forward to that. As soon as you're finished with that, we would all love to get a copy of that and read that. So we're definitely excited about that as well. And again, you know, like we like to tell everybody, you come on as a guest. And you leave us a family member. So you're family now.
Oh, I like that.
We're going to keep supporting you. Yeah, we're going to keep supporting you just like family do. And everything that you're doing and being on the lookout and just supporting. And that's what it's all about. So, getting the opportunity. That's it. Getting the opportunity to actually speak with you just makes the connection a whole lot deeper. So I just want to thank you for talking with us. And this is what we do. You know, the conversation we had, and, you know, this is the type of conversations we have. You know, we try not to do, you know, robotic interviews and ask crazy questions, but this is what we do. Mm-hmm. We like to have conversations with our guests like we're talking with family. So, you know, we kind of strive
for that.
You're
so down to earth.
So,
like, I didn't expect that. You know, you're
definitely.
So down to earth.
You know, it's so funny because everybody who meets me always say the same thing. They're like, I didn't expect you to be so cool.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're not giving off. Because I'm like, so, like, my team is always, Tammy, you can't show up to the red carpet like that. You got to look nice. You can't be a sweat. That's who I'm such that girl, that down girl, the home girl.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool, though.
So,
like, Tammy, you can't wear them overalls. You can't do that.
Exactly. But I really appreciate you guys taking the time out.
Absolutely.
You know, you made me feel welcome, and I just thank you. I can't thank you enough.
We appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. So we thank you for joining us, and you have a great, you know, rest of your day, and enjoy the rest of your 4th of July.
Absolutely. You guys do the same.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a blessed night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think she'd do awesome as Eartha Kitt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Hour Radio.
You hit that right on the head.
Awesome. Yeah.
D Slate, Candy K,
awesome.
Miss Sandy, talking with the lovely Miss Tammy Townsend, one of our new family members of the Hour Radio Network. Definitely make sure you guys go check her out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. She's on Twitter and Instagram under Tammy Townsend 10. So definitely look her up. And like I said, Kitt, if you're out there listening, we'd like to see Tammy portray your mom in a film, so that would we're definitely pushing for that. So we're gonna work a little harder in pushing that on social media. But
oh my gosh,
in the meantime,
yeah.
Oh yeah, in the meantime, we're gonna play some more hits, and when we come back, we're gonna you know, keep talking with you guys and enjoy the rest of this 4th of July. DJ Khaled, right here on the Tuesday Spot. Let's go.
We the best. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. Know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now.
At the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. When we can, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
The Hour Radio Network, the Tuesday spot, D Slate, Candy K, Miss Sandy. I'm in it with the ladies of the D Hour Radio Network. That was Ed Sheeran with Shape of You right here on the Tuesday spot. Big shout out to our sis, Tammy Townsend, for hanging out with us on the show. Definitely make sure you guys go check her out on Twitter and Facebook, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Twitter and Instagram as well. Tammy Townsend 10. Also hashtag KC Undercover. Hashtag KC.Undercover. Hashtag KC Undercover TV. Definitely make sure you guys check that out as well. Also, I want to send a big shout out to my baby. Tomorrow would be 3 years, you know that we've been together. So happy anniversary, babe. I love you. So big shout out to
me. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congrats,
thank you.
Congrats.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you.
You know, I know she a strong sister because you ain't a either. You know, I was just saying.
I love you.
Let
too,
me go
man.
Ahead. Take. Let me just go ahead. Let me just take a sip. Let me just set up.
You gonna take a sip for that?
I'm gonna take a sip. I'm gonna take a sip on that
take,
one.
Take a little sippy sip. I'm gonna take my shot. Shot on me.
But real quick, I saw something real quick. It says, what did it say? Where is it at? Obama, ex-president Obama, well, our president Obama, says the U.S. is experiencing temporary absence of leadership.
You know what it is, what it is. That's all I got to say. We can say we ain't got a leader. We can say whatever. We have to deal with what it is. We cannot live in the past. We can't be like what we wish it could be. It is what it is. And we have to do our best in this current situation. That's what we got to do. We got to pull together and try to make the most of this, whatever it is.
And you know what's so funny? I remember watching the BET Awards, and the president of BET, she was on stage presenting the humanitarian award to Chance the Rapper, and Michelle Obama had said something to Chance, and you know gave him their blessing, and you know because they knew him when he was younger, they'd known Chance for a while, and she stated on there about how, you know, I love how the president of BET said, that'll always be our first lady, you know, and I thought that was kind of cool that she said that. She's like, that will always be our first lady. I was like, okay, all right, go ahead with your bad self. I understand.
The one thing that Chan said, you know, you making people, you know, the states and stuff are making marijuana illegal. If you're going to make marijuana illegal, everybody that's in prison right now for marijuana charges, let their asses out.
Thank you.
Let their ass out.
Let them go.
There you go. Come on now.
Ooh, there you go.
Lord, don't give me the curse. Shout on me. That's all I love. Shout on me.
That's true. That's
right. It is, because I mean, and they in there forever. You know the sentences they were throwing out back then? Come on now. Come on now. Let them out over drugs. You know, over weed. Like, some little stuff.
But yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'm watching let them out. Language.
But you know what I mean. Come on
now. Yeah.
Let them out.
He said it. He's like, you know, they bullshit. That's what it is. But like justice is not fair. And so, therefore, we have to deal with whatever this is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you call it.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. No lie.
I also want to say big shout out to Jay-Z for dropping his new album 444. Everybody is loving it. Everybody is saying it's hot, you know. So big shout out to him. I know him and iHeartRadio broke records. You know, with his new album. So definitely big shout out to Jay-Z. I heard it's really good, so I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to have to grab it. So.
Yeah. I know I have to. I'm
ashamed
I haven't heard it.
I'm going to have to get it.
I've listened to it a billion and one times already.
I'm
going to
get it.
The OJ story, Smile with his mom coming out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna try to get it today, so we can rock some of the songs on the show next week. I heard one in particular, somebody was playing on Twitter that it sounded really good. I really like the song, so I might have to bump that on the show next week. So,
you know, I've been looking up Kitman McDonald, that's Eartha Kitt's daughter, and she doesn't look like she has a Facebook page. Kitt McDonald, that's her last name. And I'm in, you know, I'm on my spearhead for Eartha Kitt story for Tandytown.
I'm gonna put Candy and Sandy in charge of spearheading the Eartha Kitt biopic for Tammy, so we can get that going. So we can definitely get that going.
Sandy, just let me know.
But again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, hanging out with us tonight. I want everybody to enjoy the rest of your 4th of July. Please be safe. Please be safe. I know cats are drinking. Cats are shooting off fireworks. Cats probably going to be out there shooting as well. So be careful. Enjoy it. Don't do nothing crazy. You know, please do what I probably wouldn't and would do. Today for the 4th of July. So go ahead and do what you got to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Again, I want to thank our sis Tammy Townsend for hanging out with us today on the show. I want to thank my sister Miss Sandy and Candy K for kicking it with me tonight. Our, you know, our brothers, you know,
thank
had some things
me
going
out.
On, so they couldn't join us tonight. But that's all good, because we'll be back on Thursday for D-Verse Radio. We're going to be talking with the legendary Freddie Jackson is going to be in the building, as well as make sure you tune in this Saturday for Indie Up Radio.
Indie Up,
the
baby.
Premiere Indie Up Radio show with Celebrity and Candy. They're going to be talking with singer Shimura and hip-hop artist P.A. is going to be in the building, so definitely make sure you guys tune in for that. And we got great shows coming up in the next coming weeks, man. So it's going to be going down on the Diablo Radio Network. And I want to leave you guys, and this one's going to be for Candy and Miss Sandy. I'm going to leave you guys with some Big Sean. We'll bounce back right here on the Tuesday spot. See you guys next time. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, and we'll see you on Thursday. Enjoy.
All right, I like the song.
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't getting shakes. Last night took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, catch the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. Whoa, if you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Don't know nobody, oh nobody. Always on the fucking job, I got no hobbies. Got the city fucking with me, cause I'm home. Grown vibing, I'm more than my phone. No, leave me alone, me on my own, no. Look, I cut the bitch up like an edit. My daddy a G, it's genetic. I heard your new shit is pathetic. Your contrast should be shredded. To my dogs on a private jet from the public house, and I kept a G, yeah, 1,000. Click stars, studded like the Paramount money. Everything I do is righteous. Betting on me is the right risk. Even in a fucking crisis, I'm never on some switching side shit. I switch gears to the night shift. Blacking out cause I'm enlightened. God talk to me in silence, but I hear him every time, man.
Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank
Last
you so
night
much.
Took an L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't getting shakes. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Look, I woke up in beast mode with my girl, that's beauty in the beast though. Been top five, these niggas sleep though. Only thing that sold out is the seat though. Nigga, how dare you stand before me and I respect my authority. If you fuck with my glory, I'ma drop the L and get gory. I done did everything except worry. Hella drama, my life story. Faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. I knew that this life was meant for me. Niggas change up more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Yeah. Living like I'm on a limitless pill. I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy like my jacket strapped up. Nigga, I don't act, but I act up. Brown paper bag like the lunch packed up. Back up. Nigga, I'ma need like 10 feet or get stomped out with 10 feet. I'ma always lose my temper. You cannot count to 10 me. If I lose one, I bounce back like 2-3 did with 4-5. Seen courtrooms and court size, ain't too many seen both sides. Nigga, fuck what you know. Nigga, I'm taking back control. The underdog just turned into the wolf and the hunger steady grows. Yeah, I call shots while you call off. Never take it some more fall off. When you stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. So last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Wake up every morning, by the night I count stacks. Knew that ass was real when I hit it, bounce back. You ain't getting shakes. Last night took a L, but tonight I bounce back. Boy, I've been broke as hell, cash the check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back.
Bounce back, bounce, bounce, bounce back, bounce, 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 bitch, bounce. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you a real one.
Done.